So, Billy, I see they've got you working already, showing off the new kit today.
Yes, good event. Quite a good turnout as well, and kit's bright but really nice. Yeah,
you're not going to miss your teammates in that on a Tuesday night, are you?
No, it's bright, like I say, but it's quite nice. I quite like it, so looking forward to playing it.
Just how good is it to be back at this place as a diehard Blader? We know how much this club means to you. How exciting has this last week been for you?
It's just glad it got over the line, because I knew it was there, but it's been difficult to get it over the line, because obviously there's a lot of things that has to happen, and I'm delighted I'm here, because you know, I've worked with the gaffer before and it's been successful, so hopefully it can be the same again.
And although it was an easy decision to come back to United, you did well at Leeds, didn't you, and the fans had a lot of time for you there.
Yeah, the fans were absolutely terrific with me. I think that's, I've always said that, whatever club I've been at, the relationship with the fans means a lot to me, because they pay good money to come and see you play, and you know, you've got a lucky job as being a footballer, and it's nice to have a good relationship with the fans. They was brilliant with me.
How many times have you sort of imagined Bramall Lane, that first game at Bramall Lane this season, maybe getting a goal there, maybe your lad watching it from the stands as well?
Yeah, I never wanted to leave in the first place, but for my career I had to, and it proved out to be a good decision, and I feel I've gone away, I'm a better player, more experienced, and hopefully I can add that to the squad. And like I say, it's gone over my head a few times now, scoring that first goal back at Bramall Lane, and like I say, with my little one watching, that'll be brilliant.
It's a good time, and he's probably getting to the age now, isn't he, where he understands what dad does for a living, and he gets to watch his dad playing for United.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand how hard pre-season's been. When I go home, he's going, daddy, yeah. Play football, you know. But he's into his football kits, and you know, never know, maybe one day he might play for United as well.
There just seems to be such a good feel-good factor around this squad, and Nigel Adkins has brought that. He came here, and then one of the first things he said was, got to get the fans on board, and he seems to have done that, doesn't he?
It's the biggest thing for me. It can be like another player sometimes, even when you're not doing so well, they can give you that lift you need, you know. Sometimes the managers kick up the backside ain't enough. You know, when you go out there, the fans demand it, and you try and raise your game that percent more even, and if we all do that, it can really make a difference, and when the fans see that, they react as well, and everyone's happy.
What is he really like? Having worked with him before, what type of manager is Nigel?
I've said before, he's very clever, he's intelligent, he studies the game, learns from his mistakes, and I think it's four promotions he's had, so I've had two with him, one as physio stroke manager and one as manager at Southampton, and he's got a good philosophy, and he'll be no different here. He'll work his hardest, and if the lads can pull in the same direction as him, we'll do really well.
I get the sense that as a striker, it maybe means that a little bit more to have a manager that believes in you. And we've seen what you can do with a manager believing in you. When you work with Nigel, when you work with someone like Sean O'Driscoll, for example, just how big a benefit is it?
Not just strikers. It's, you know, when the manager makes you feel comfortable, and he knows what you can do, and he plays you to your strengths, and doesn't ask you to do things what you're not. When somebody else is better than you to do that job, so he's been good for me, and I'm sure he'll be good for the rest of the lads as well.
Because you're a goal scorer, aren't you? You want to be right up there, right in the thick of things, and we've seen what you can do in that position.
I don't score. I've scored a lot of goals in my career. I don't score many goals outside the box. So closer there's a goal, the better for me. So he knows how to play, get down the side of teams, and get the ball in the box.
So it's Hull City on Sunday, which is a good little warm-up, isn't it, with a week to go, less than a week?
It'll be a good test. They've lost a few players, but brought a few good players in, so it's a week away from the season, so it'll be a competitive game, and hopefully we play well, no injuries, and we'll be ready for the start of the season.
And a good start is always key, isn't it? And you've been informed, the team scoring goals, you've got off the mark already. How much does that help when you start a new campaign to get a goal or two in pre-season?
Yeah, it's nice just to settle you in so the lads know that you actually can score goals. I won't mind a goal next week, but goals are goals. They help for confidence, and it's good practice for when the season starts. We're raring to go, and like you said, a good start is very important, because if you can get a good start in League One and get momentum, you've seen in previous seasons that teams what do that usually do well.
I'm guessing you've had a lot of support on Twitter from United fans, and probably from fans of your other clubs as well, that you've been very popular at. So have you got a message for the fans out there who may be listening to this today?
Yeah, like I say, a lot of fans from past clubs have been really supportive, which I thank them for that. The Leeds fans were superb for me. Can't thank them enough. I didn't score enough goals there, but didn't play enough, but like I say, they've supported me from day one, and I thank them for that. And obviously, I'm delighted to be back as a fan and one of the Sheffield United fans, lucky enough to play for the club again.
And what would it mean if you can get promotion this year with you maybe leading the way?
Yeah, like I said before, I'm trying not to get carried away, but I have visualised it, and it'd be a great few days partying if we can do it. So need to work hard and do the business.